Good morning, I'm John Hoffman. You will need to stay weather aware today. The morning commute is no problem, but starting by late morning, we'll see combinations of rain and slushy wet snow the rest of the day and into the evening. The more snow in the mix, the more hazardous the roads will be. Keep yourself updated all day and be careful out there. Flash flooding could be an issue, and minor flooding is expected along the St. Joseph River this weekend. A group of 12 U.S. senators on both sides of the aisle reintroduced legislation yesterday to make daylight saving time permanent. Supporters say it'll help prevent car crashes and allow outdoor businesses to reap the benefit of a later sunset. Critics say the change will put school kids out waiting for buses well before dawn for much of the school year. Federal prosecutors say a Pennsylvania man admitted packing explosive materials in a suitcase for a flight to Florida. They say he then fled the airport when he thought he might be arrested. 40-year-old Mark Muffley was arrested at his home Monday night. His lawyer says it was all for fireworks at the beach, but prosecutors say the stuff is for making bombs, not fireworks. Notre Dame women's basketball begins play in the ACC tournament this afternoon, facing North Carolina State at 2 p.m. Sean Stiers calls the game on sister station Live 99.9. In the Big Ten, fifth-ranked Purdue squeezed out a 63-61 win at Wisconsin, and Illinois edged Michigan in double overtime, 91-87. NBA, the Indiana Pacers lost at San Antonio, 110-99. The Chicago Bulls host Kevin Durant and the Phoenix Suns tonight at the United Center. Hockey, the Chicago Blackhawks lost at Dallas, 5-2. The Detroit Red Wings lost at home in overtime to Seattle, 5-4. Notre Dame hockey hosts Michigan State in a best-of-three Big Ten tournament series. Game 1 tonight at 7 on Z94.3. I'm John Hoffman on Sunny 101.5.